Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my coffee mug, full coffee mug, to all of you in salute as we hang out dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new, previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of this, it was hung over, it was flatlined for a while, it is roaring back to life, but that doesn't mean we don't all have a couple of past financial sins to pay for. If you're in that market, guys, you're in the right place. And trust me when I tell you, you are not alone. We've all got debt to pay down. We've all got, you know, bank accounts to build up where we want them. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. Again, we are having a gangbuster June here with regards to BizTalk. Their tireless efforts has our affiliate list growing every week, and we are so grateful. We picked up another fabulous handful of stations coast to coast, and we are just thrilled. From our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here holding my mug. How is it June? Holding my mug, like welcoming the warmth of a warm mug in June. Weather here is kind of iffy. We've had some beautiful weather over the last couple of weekends. You know, kids are out of school this week. My kids are anyway. I think other kids have gotten out in weeks before. So I think my kids out, you know, this week in June, this is like one of the last weeks in June for anybody to have school. So my kids are totally chomping at the bit. They are completely phoning it in at this point. And yeah, so we're in the home stretch for that. My hats off to all of you. If you're about to have kids home for the summer, wonderful stuff. Enjoy yourself. Start planning those activities. They don't have to break the bank. But one thing I'm learning as my 12-year-old daughter, first of all, the age is incredible. But the fact that she's almost as tall as I am and I'm 5'8", it just blows me away. My 9-year-old son, a wonderful, gorgeous, fabulous little brilliant dynamo, they're just flying around here. They cannot wait for the summertime, and I'm right there with them. I hope all of you are having a fabulous week. And, yeah, oh, my voice. Tony's talking about me. Yes, Tony, I've got the lower voice. Something grabbed me. I don't know what. I think this is the last hurrah for my kids' school with regards to the usual germ warfare that you find there. But I've got the, well, Victor calls it the Demi Moore voice. No complaints from my husband. He likes that lower register, lower pitch Demi Moore voice. It's all good. It pairs well with coffee, so everyone's a winner. Sit here and drink my coffee. But we had a phenomenal response to last week's show. You guys, I never get tired of saying this. I hope you never get tired of hearing it. But you all are the best listeners anybody could possibly hope for. We were talking about great getaways for the summer. The summer is here. The summer is here. I keep repeating it to myself. So well deserved. You guys, you've never worked so hard. I know it. You know it. You don't have to be modest. I'm going to brag enough for both of us. But summer's coming, and no one's taking their vacation days. You know why? Because you work like dogs, because you have got an incredible work ethic, because you've got so many responsibilities weighing on you, and perhaps you're in a spot where you're enjoying a stronger job market. Maybe you just picked up a new job that you were throwing yourself into wholeheartedly. Maybe you just got a raise, well-deserved, after years and years. Enthusiasm in the job market is just skyrocketing out of nowhere. I'm loving it. The companies that have hired you, or maybe you're self-employed, they deserve your best efforts, and you deserve their best rewards. And yet all of us are slipping into this gear where we're thinking, oh, we shouldn't take a vacation day. Oh, you know what? I can still remember all too well the feeling of, am I replaceable at work? Maybe I shouldn't take that vacation day. Even if I am plugged in 50 different ways, like a Star Trek Borg, when I try to leave the office, maybe I shouldn't take that step and take a vacation day. Listen to the sound of my voice, people. Take a deep breath. I'll do it with you. You can take a break without it breaking the bank, without it breaking your fabulous working streak at your work. Recharge those batteries, hang out with the family that loves you, the friends that love you, and everyone's a winner. And when I put the word out last week, after we talked about all these great getaways, great everythings, emails pouring in, I can't get over it. We actually upped our email here to where now we can get unlimited size attachments because I was getting somewhat restricted. Your wonderful creativity was stymied by my lackluster email system that couldn't take very big attachments. Now we can go for the gold. We are getting unbelievable attachments of unlimited size. It's all good. And this one was sent to me. This is what we're doing today, guys. Best U.S. cities for affordable getaways. I love this article. It goes coast to coast. Bergen Milsker, listening in from Dallas-Fort Worth. Bergen Milsker, I hope I'm pronouncing this name right. Bergen, you rock. Thank you so much. And for everybody else who wants to connect with us, please find us online at brilliantfrugalliving.com. And I want all of your input. You all have fantastic stories, fantastic ideas, proven wonderful things to do that your family has raved over, your friends have raved over, and you're sending me all this stuff in no particular order. We're doing it. Best U.S. cities for affordable getaways. We're talking about long weekends. It doesn't have to be a two-week vacation. Remember when we were all kids and we kind of took for granted when, you know, the folks would pack us up for maybe a week-long getaway? They still happen, but now I have a newfound respect for any parents who get their act together to do that. We'll be doing it. Victor and I will be doing it. Maybe once this summer, not a full week. It'll be a long weekend, if anything. But my hat's off to you. For the families of generations past or this generation getting ready for that week-long getaway, it's not easy. So let's pay them some respect. In no particular order, best U.S. cities for affordable getaways, gorgeous cities, incredible food, incredible entertainment, incredible architecture. This is what I'm talking about. Go on and on. Here's the next thing. The most affordable hotel rates, free museum, fabulous local food, which makes for such great culture. These are the cities that make a fabulous bargain for travelers. And here we go. Off to the races. We're going from 1 to 20. This is 20 of them, and I got to get through them as fast as I can because I want you guys to hear these. First up, Atlanta. I love this town. Also home of WCFO 1160, Talk of the Town. Tune in down there, and a huge hello to our Atlanta listeners. But one of Atlanta's must-visit historic sites. I've been there. It's amazing. The Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park. It's free. It's beautiful. The history is amazing, and it has to be remembered and learned and passed on to the next generation. Get your kids and grandkids down there. Now, you need reservations only if you want a guided tour of King's birthplace or the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was also very highly linked with him. Another reason that Atlanta cracked into the top 20 this year is that voters gave high marks to its unbelievable, I've had it, I love it, it's affordable barbecue. Oh, my dear Lord. So start your taste test at Candler Park's Fox Brothers Barbecue. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Start that taste test at Candler's Park Fox Brothers Barbecue, which has developed an absolute well-deserved cult following for its wallet-friendly brisket, the fried okra, and grilled pimento cheese sandwiches. Oh, my gosh, moving on as I salivate. Next up, number 19, Denver. Gorgeous. Guys, we landed in Denver a couple of years ago when we were going to our latest family reunion in South Dakota. One of the prettiest cities on earth, and I've been to a lot of them. Absolutely gorgeous. The fresh air is free. And Denver has plenty. It smells different. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. It ranks well amongst the TNL voters for the outdoorsy pursuits. I'm not even so outdoorsy, guys. You know this. And yet even I was awestruck by Denver. It's fantastic. Great day trips. There's no charge, for instance, to explore the Dynatrac-filled Dinosaur Ridge. It's a national natural landmark. It's just outside town. You can't miss it. This earthy city, so-called, also ranked well for being pet-friendly. Very big these days. Personally, the biggest pet we have in our house is a turtle, so I don't really need to go that pet-friendly. But dogs are even welcome at the stately Brown Palace Hotel, which has hosted nearly every president since Teddy Roosevelt, and where rooms, gorgeous, gorgeous rooms, start at just $179 a night. Can't beat that. Next up, all close to home, number 18, Baltimore. Oh, you guys, first, I don't know where to begin. The history of Baltimore is fantastic. The food is fantastic. The harbor is fantastic. You've got the Baltimore Museum of Art. It's free. It's home to the world's largest Matisse collection. And I don't care if you like Matisse or not. You get to go home and say, I just saw the largest Matisse collection. That'll look good on a resume. Your friends may look at you funny the next time you crack open a beer over a hamburger. But hey, you can say it. And there it is. You own it. You can go to Gertrude's, run by cooking show host John Shields. Fantastic. And the crabs there, guys. Oh, crabs. I want to have crabs. You want to have the crabs. Get yourself to Baltimore. Get yourself to a fabulous crab house and knock yourself out. We got time for a couple more before the break. Here we go. Hear the grin in my voice. Number 17 ranked. Universal here. Philadelphia, home of our flagship station, WCHE. I send out a big wave to everybody from the city of brotherly love here. Here's the best part. There is something for everybody in Philadelphia. If you're a foodie, boom. You love the architecture? Double boom. The culture? Museums, theaters, Independence Hall. It's got something for everybody. And guess what? It might be a major city, but it's not an overly horribly priced one, okay? City of Brotherly Love has mastered both high and low culture. But you know which one I lean towards, with equal accessibility. You can visit the Liberty Bell free, the largest collection of Rodin sculptures outside of Paris, at the Philly's recently renovated Rodin Museum, and it's just an $8 suggested admission. All right, suck it up and be able to say to your friends, I just saw the greatest, largest collection of Rodin sculptures. It was fabulous. Your friends, again, will look at you funny, but you get that added boost, whether you like it or not. If your idea of a masterpiece is like maybe the perfect microbrew, however, everywhere in Philadelphia, you've got free Saturday tours at either Yards Brewing Company or Philadelphia Brewing Company, which includes samples. Boom. Guys, stay tuned. When we get back, more fabulously affordable cities right after this.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking today about affordable getaways coast to coast. You want to go have one. You want to bring your family along. You feel like you don't quite have the bucks in the bank account. I respect that. Keep that tight rein on the finances. However, we can find a happy medium ground here because the cities I'm about to rattle off, again, fabulous U.S. cities for affordable getaways, travel and leisure, sent to me by fellow listener Bergen Milsker, listening in from Dallas-Fort Worth. We talked before the break about Philadelphia. If you are anywhere around the Philadelphia area, guess what? You need a trip to Philadelphia. If you haven't been there in a while, it's waiting for you. Come on in. Enjoy some local food. Enjoy some local culture. It's fabulous stuff. All right, we got a lot more to go through here. Because half past the hour, we're of course jumping to Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fabulous John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad. And then at quarter two, Gaten Matarazzo joining us from Stranger Things, talking about his fabulous campaign with Holiday Inn, coast to coast. It's all good. So in no particular order, again, here we go. After Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth. Heck yeah, also home of KFJX 870, fantastic station carrying our show. Thank you so much. And the people there, quite frankly, are some of the finest people on earth. Dallas-Fort Worth, and voters have long saluted the Big D for its fantastic taste in shopping, which a lot of people don't know about. However, this year, the Texas metropolis climbed 10 places in affordability. You know why this happened? It's a conversation for another day. But Cliff Notes, the economy there is booming. Booming means fantastic, wonderful, incredible opportunities to save money because you've got a lot of companies going in there. They all want to make the best deal for you, and you're the one that benefits from it. Voters clearly found more to love than just the original downtown Neiman Marcus at the nearby free, you heard it, free Dallas Museum of Art, which gets rave reviews. The permanent collection includes a recreation of Coco Chanel's living room. Go Coco. The Metroplex also scored well for its value-minded sports bar. See, Victor would dig that. Better yet, catch a minor league Cats baseball game in Fort Worth, with scenic downtown views. You already know that I adore the minor league teams for baseball. They really just hit my happy spot. So I love that idea. Also, the great thing about a lot of these spots between Philadelphia and Dallas, all these other cities, it's a pretty easy airplane hop if you just simply have to get on an airplane this summer. If you just don't feel like it's a vacation, if there isn't an airplane involved, these are quick hops, which also mean between these large hubs, very reasonable airfare compared to some others. So there you go. Oh, next up, this is kind of jumping around, San Juan, Puerto Rico. I've never been. Tony, have you been? Tony has not been either. A lot of people have been, so I can understand why this has made the list. Summer and fall are the best times to find deals in San Juan. And you can thank the less predictable weather for that. But you hear rave reviews from people.
Good news is, according to this report, airfares into the Puerto Rico capital have gotten far more competitive now that Southwest is flying there. And JetBlue is also adding more flights. You can also bring home inexpensive treats. That's right. That's right. Customs, no worry there. You can also bring home inexpensive treats, such as a bag of the highly ranked coffee from Old San Juan's Finca Cielos or Cuatro Sombres. I need a quiet moment to myself here. Can you imagine that, Puerto Rican coffee? Coming home from a vacation with Puerto Rican coffee. Yep, might have to look into that. Next up, Charleston, South Carolina. Very nice. Also home of, we've got a station there, WSPO 1390. Some of the nicest listeners you'd ever want to hear from. All there in Charleston, South Carolina. The Southern City ranked first in the survey for the fine dining. Outstanding. And here's this. Get this, guys. For a reasonable $40, you join culinary tours of Charleston to meet with award-winning chefs, heirloom bakers, and artisan food purveyors. Think about all the foodies that you have in your life. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe your finest foodie is the one you look at in the mirror. Think about a trip there with friends. If it's not too far away, it's a quick road trip. That's a nice cultural, you know, switch up. That it can help recharge the batteries. I love that. An early evening ride on the Schooner Pride for about $35. It's a 3-mast wooden ship. They're cool. We've got those in Philadelphia as well. Very cool. Also, why the city ranked 5th for history and number 1 for romance. Knock yourself out. Charleston also ranked near the top for girlfriend getaways, it says here. You know, that makes sense. I got a buddy of mine, actually a buddy's daughter, now I'm dating myself, who took all of her girlfriends slash bridesmaids to Charleston for a girlfriend getaway before the wedding. Very cute. Next up, Portland, Oregon. Oh, yeah, fabulous town. I love the picture of Portland with the mountain in the distance. That's a cool shot. Also, Portland, Oregon, what am I saying? KBNP 1340. KBNP 1340, one of our first stations to pick up the show, one of the many reasons why I love Portland, and it's the Northwest City's number one ranking for mass transit. Why is this relevant? You're not moving there. I know you're not. Mass transit can be such a godsend when you are traveling in a fabulous, beautiful city for tourism. You don't have to park for $1 zillion. You don't have to find city parking or street parking, all of it exorbitantly priced, because cities like Portland have nailed it for beautiful, fantastic, efficient, inexpensive mass transit. We love them. Very good stuff. Also, from what I've heard, Victor has had to travel to Portland a couple of times. And he is, you know, he's a moderate foodie. He will come home raving about the food. It's this fabulous new blend. You don't find this kind of food everywhere. All right, good stuff. Let's see. The new Northeast extension of the Portland streetcar costs $1 for 2 hours. Hello, passes through the buzz-filled Central East Side Industrial District, where you'll find Boke Bowl with creative ramen dishes and the sandwich shop Bunk Bar. It also ranked near the top for its groovy, bargain-filled flea markets. Oh, nice. All right. We are only halfway through this list. We may have to do another show on this. I think that's what we're going to do. So here we go. In another, no particular order. Next up on this list of cities for affordable getaways, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm not saying it right. How do we say it? New Orleans? He's trying to mouth to me. All right, Tony, you're not doing it any better than I am. New Orleans, Louisiana, a fabulous town. We have a great family history there as well. Brief, but, you know, my folks lived there for a bit, and they loved it. It was very different. Consider my folks who moved from South Dakota to New Orleans when they were first married for a great job opportunity, moved back to South Dakota after not too long, or back up to Green Bay, Wisconsin after not too long. All good. But you hear good things about New Orleans. I mean, can you believe it? I'm talking with Tony. They still have serious damage due to that hurricane from forever ago. I mean, it can use all the help it can get, but a lot of it's rebuilt back up. All of the regular historic districts are looking great, and they have been offering fantastic deals to get tourists down there, and it's working. People love New Orleans. You know what it is? It's the live music, not to mention the fabulous food. You can't get true New Orleans food anywhere else but New Orleans. People can try. They'll send you the recipe. You can try to recreate it at home. But people who have traveled to New Orleans say, nope, the only place you can get this amazing food is in New Orleans. The music, the food, both found in abundance in the city's often free festivals. These are not, you know, thrown together, hashed up festivals. These are amazing, fun. The architecture, the food, the music, right there in the French Quarter, which has such history to it. Wonderful stuff. If you don't want to compete with the wild weekend crowds are saying here, there's also posh places nearby, not overpriced, to enjoy the free music, such as the Ritz-Carlton's Davenport Lounge, where you can sip a Pontchartrain Punch, otherwise known as vodka, Chambord, citrus, and a splash of bubbly for just $14. Why not? For just $14? You gotta love it. How much time do we have before the break? Time for one more. Here we go. Portland, Maine. Awesome. Why am I grinning? Because WLOB 1310, again, one of our first stations picking up the show amongst the fabulous inhabitants of Portland, Maine. And again, and I've heard this from people in Portland, from our listeners in Portland, it is a little known secret in Maine. It's fantastic. Even if lobster prices inspire some sticker shock among travelers, summer and July 4th in particular, the most popular times of year to visit. Think about how, you know, ridiculously hot a lot of places in the country are. Then think about a cooler, beautiful, amazing venue, Portland, Maine, and a lobster to boot. Yummy. Fantastic stuff. Great music, fabulous happy hour prices. The hotel prices are really extremely reasonable compared to a lot of other venues. You gotta love it. Oh, fantastic. Microbrews, coffee. Oh, that's right, Portland, Maine's coffee. Fantastic. Guys, hang out. Next week, we will continue with our most affordable cities. Coming up next after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it's half past the hour. You know what this means. Another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with none other than world-renowned realtor.
World-renowned.
John Harriott.
Okay.
Here back in town. It's still looking mighty tan. We got some feedback from when you got back from your cruise last week and how albino I was and tan you are. You're hanging on to that tan rather nicely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Welcome back, sir.
I was actually doing some tanning salon over the winter.
Smart.
Because I got convinced that my vitamin D level was low, so tanning salon is one way to build it back up.
Brilliant.
Anyway, but we digress. We need to talk about
some real estate here.
Okay.
It's all right.
Folks, I want to say again, and we're going to talk a little bit about the financial impacts of this decision, but the time is right, the stars are aligned, the economic conditions are all in place, and I feel confident in saying that now is the best time any of us are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetime, whether you're a seasoned citizen like me, a middle-aged person like Chrissy.
Yes, indeed.
Or somebody who'll be buying her first home in 7 or 8 years, like her 12-year-old daughter.
That's right.
Stars are aligned, the economic factors are aligned to make this the best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy that first house. And we're going to talk today about some of the financial reasons that make sense.
Excellent.
And also some of the intrinsic reasons that make sense, because there's lots of quality of life considerations to buying that first house. But let's just say that you are in the market for that very first home. And let's just say that first house is going to cost you $250,000.
Okay.
The National Association of Realtors has just put together their latest projection of what's going to be happening to average price of homes over the next 5 years. And what they project, that $250,000 house in 5 years is probably going to be worth about $293,000.
Nice numbers.
And that is a growth in family equity, family net worth of about $43,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For about the same amount of money, you're going to be laying out to rent an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those kind of numbers that I run, rent versus buy comparisons, yeah, you got a little bit of a hump to get over with that initial down payment. But if your credit score is decent, and I don't mean you need an 800 credit score, if you've got something in the high sixes even, low sevens, certainly you'll probably qualify for an FHA loan with a 3.5% down.
Yep.
You can also get a 6% seller assist, which means, in essence, that people are paying you to get into the house.
Yep.
You can do it financially, and the financial rewards of buying that starter home, $250,000, your net worth as a family is probably going to be up by a little bit over $40,000 in 5 years.
The numbers are amazing.
Folks, you can't find any place you can invest your money and do that well, any place outside of the real estate market.
Yep. You know what I heard? I heard a report that made me think.
What did you hear?
I heard a report this morning talking about how credit scores, coast to coast, the national credit score of all people, you know, 18 and over, has just topped 700 for the first time in almost a decade. It had been just cratering during the recession and everything
else.
Mm-hmm. And this has just happened over the last 6 months or so. Love them or hate them, you've got President Trump really spurring on economic growth in a way that really even his greatest supporters weren't expecting. And it made me so excited because, especially talking with you, there's nothing better than a somewhat tweaked upward credit score to really get rid of that last reason why they're thinking about not getting into the market. By all means, if you think to yourself, you're putting pen to paper, oh, a bank will never give me a loan, I'm paying for past sins in the recession, forget it. Call the bank. Walk through the door. They need you more than you need them. Talk to them about what's going on. Run your credit score. It could be better than you think. But it just got me totally jazzed thinking about potential future stuff for real estate.
I think that's right, because we really, as a country, we took all kinds of financial baths from about 2008 to 2012 or 2013.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
In most parts of the country, we have, in terms of home prices, we have recovered back up to about the 2008 peaks. Not true every place.
Right.
Not true for higher-priced houses in many, many parts of the country. But for the houses that most of us are going to be buying in most parts of the country, yeah, we've recovered to about where we were back in 2008.
That's amazing.
But we took a hell of a dip. I say one-third of the houses that were sold, for example, back in 2012, and for a couple, 3 years before that, one out of three was either a foreclosure or a short sale.
That's incredible.
And every foreclosure or short sale represents a real kick in the pants to somebody's credit rating.
Yep.
So this whole housing price collapse, which was brought on by unintended consequences of bad lending policies, really drove us into a ditch from which we have not completely recovered yet, and the worldwide economy has not yet recovered.
You're right.
House prices have recovered in most parts of the country up to the same level they were in 2008. But folks, talk to a good realtor. If you don't know a good realtor, give us a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. That number is...
Again, gang, call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
And if you're interested in finding out who a good realtor is and you don't know how to go about it, just give me a shout. I'd be glad to do some research for you and refer you to somebody that I think will be good.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you have to use him or her, but I will do that research for you and refer you to somebody that I think is good.
Very cool.
Well, now, in addition to the financial ramifications of owning a house, which are tremendous, intrinsic advantages of that. I mean, if you're a young couple, children are going to be school age in a couple of years, what'd you rather do? Raise your kids in an apartment or raise them in a home of their own?
Well, not just that, but a home that's probably about 4 to 5 times larger than an apartment, and you're spending just as much, if not less, than an apartment.
But think about, you know, the intrinsic benefits of owning that home. You know, it's your own space.
Yeah.
You can do with it what you want. If you want to put a stone barbecue in the backyard, you can do it. If you want to put a fire pit in the backyard, you can do it. If you want to paint your daughter's bedroom magenta and puce and decorate the, I would say decorate the walls with whoever the latest rock stars are.
Yep.
I would have no idea. Anything after Elvis Presley, I'm a little bit weak on. But the current rock stars, I'm just not. But anyway, it's your own space. You can do with it what you want. And it just gives you a whole sense of security. Also, you know, just think, you know, the security impacts on your family in terms of kids. If you're moving every couple of years because you get a little better apartment, what does that do to their sense of community and permanence and stability? So there's lots and lots of intrinsic advantages. You can paint the rooms the color you want.
Absolutely.
You can remodel the way you want. You're not helping somebody else grow equity. You're growing it yourself.
Yep.
And there's just lots and lots and lots of impacts. And
as a somewhat related note, you're teaching your kids how to do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids see you, you know, tackling fixer-uppers and reaping the financial rewards of that, the kids are watching. If the, you know, the kids are going to learn their financial habits from the parents. And if you're showing them a wonderful life in an apartment, knock yourself out. That's great. If you're showing them how to grow equity and become a part of the community and buying a home, now's the right time to do it. And best of all, showing them how to tackle a fixer-upper, that it can be done, and the financial reaping rewards of that. It's just a win-win-win for all, for you and your retirement, for your kids and their sense of what to do when they grow to be adults. The ripple effects are astonishing. They will astonish everyone out there that does it.
Yep, it is. It is not just a straightforward financial, although the financial aspects of it are certainly important. But there are other intrinsic benefits of it. You know, for example, having control of your future direction and security. Well, if you've, you're paying your mortgage from month to month, you've got that security of knowing that house is yours.
Yep.
You're going to be there for the foreseeable future. Kids are going to be going to the same school. They can establish friendships with kids from the kindergarten on.
Sure.
That is certainly what happens when you own your own house. We've talked a lot about the financial opportunities, the chance to grow your net worth and grow your financial security. Well, that's certainly important. The fact that, you know, this house is yours.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, this is mine. It's also on a little bit of an egotistical level, perhaps, but it's a reflection of your success.
Well, it's a reflection of your hard work as well. It's not egotistical.
Your hard work and success, yes.
No. Mm-hmm. No, when you're putting yourself through college or you're tackling that job, and maybe some of your friends, we all have the wonderful friends that would come pick you up any time of night to help you change a tire, but they maybe aren't quite as motivated as you are. When you have them, you know, over for a picnic or, you know, wherever at your house with their family and their friends, and they're seeing you, the homeowner, and maybe you can talk shop a little bit about finances. They're realizing mm-hmm. what that does for them. There's nothing egotistical about that. It's just educational in my book.
Yeah, and it's also an opportunity to be part of a broader community of people and in a society. For example, if you're a homeowner, chances are you're going to be more involved in the school.
Heck yeah.
Which gives you a chance to meet your neighbors. And again, this is a whale of a good example for your kids getting involved in the school.
They're watching.
It's just a whole sense of permanence that I think if you're living in an apartment, you just don't have. So I'm speaking mostly about married couples here who are going to be raising families, but I think it pertains to anybody. If you want to be part of a broader community,
absolutely.
You want to grow your equity and have all these intrinsic benefits of owning a home, you don't help your landlord pay his or her mortgage, go ahead and pay your own.
Exactly right.
And, Chrissy, you and your Victor have owned your own home for what, 15 years now?
Oh, gosh. It was 17. It's going to be
17
years this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Since you bought the grandiose fixer-upper.
And Victor was a homeowner when I met him. He bought his house when he was 19, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fixer, too. So, we bought the house in 2000. And as much as we loved it, we knew we've always enjoyed good architecture. Victor is just willing to take on any challenge. See, when he married me, first of all. But when it comes to...
That wasn't a challenge. That was a joy for which you ought to be everlastingly thankful. And I'm sure he is.
I'm just as grateful. But when you think about it, guys, it's going to open up doorways both financially and emotionally and socially that you never thought possible. And you're well-deserved. Mm-hmm. You're taking on a responsibility, but you've got what it takes. You can get this done. So I'm loving all your good advice each week, Dad. This rocks.
Yeah, I kind of glossed over being part of a broader community. But it's quite a bit different living in an apartment development.
Sure.
Or renting in a row home. You just don't become that part of a community like you will with your neighbors, for the Super Bowl parties, the holiday parties, the backyard get-togethers. That just doesn't happen if you're a renter, as opposed to the opportunities you have to make that happen if you're a homeowner.
You're right. And you know what I read? We were talking.
What did you read?
Informal survey of Fortune 500 CEOs talking about some insider information with regards to things to put on your resume. Not many people know. I didn't. If you put down that you're a homeowner on your resume, it will give you that psychological leg up over people who don't say that they are, which I found surprising.
Interesting.
Very good stuff.
I've been in the position of hiring people, and if I knew somebody was a renter as opposed to a homeowner, I would give the homeowner a modest advantage.
I never even thought about that.
Okay. Well,
and the time, yes. Mm-hmm. Flying again, as usual, as I knew it would. Guys, hang out for a minute. We're going to take a break, pay a couple of bills, and we get back. More with the Kristen Agopian Show right after this.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers.
It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And when I put out the feelers about this on social media, people went wild. Joining us via our newsmaker line, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things joining us. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, you're so dear. I am just fine. We're enjoying some nicer weather here in Philadelphia, so I'm not quite so whiny about the weather. What's it like in your neck of the woods?
I love Philly. I'm actually from Jersey, and I go to the Children's Hospital there, so I'm
Excellent.
Very familiar with it.
Oh, God bless. And Children's Hospital, I think everybody in this area and possibly nationwide who's all catching your interview, we're all pretty familiar with it. It's a great place, and God bless you for being interacting with it. You are one busy guy. Not only do we have the next season of Stranger Things coming up, but you are very involved in the Summer of Smiles program. You're connecting with Holiday Inn. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Of course, yeah. So the I'm here in Pensacola Beach. I'm here to help launch the Summer of Smiles program as their kid ambassador. And what my job is to promote a family-friendly vibe with a bunch of cool activities that are going to be occurring throughout the summer, starting with the chocolate milk happy hour.
Nice.
Which, it's a family-friendly twist on something we all know and love. Also, Holiday Inn is pairing up with Scholastic, and they're going to have a cool breakfast with Clifford the Big Red Dog and Geronimo, which is going to be a lot of fun. Also, parents who are on business trips on vacation without their kids can contact them through their devices and read them a cool bedtime story with a selection of Scholastic books that are in select Holiday Inns. Also, on August 21st, the first total solar eclipse in almost 100 years will be occurring, and the best place to see it is at the Holiday Inn in Nashville, because there's going to be a cool science party. There'll be space books that you can read and eclipse viewing glasses. If you want to learn more about these, you can go to holidayinn.com/smilesahead.
That is fantastic. I am frantically writing down notes in the margins here, just all the stuff that you're talking about. We have a station near Nashville as well. They are just going to be erupting hearing all your stuff. Now, tell me a little bit. Every time I went traveling as a kid, there had to be a Holiday Inn somewhere on the route, or we weren't going to hit the road in the first place. I'm so delighted to hear that Holiday Inn has partnered with you on this. It's a great cause. It's great stuff. Tell me a little bit about what you've learned being on this, being with this program. Tell me about the people you connected with.
The people I connected with, I connect with the staff of the Holiday Inn. It's always very friendly. It's always a very amazing, welcoming hotel. You definitely kind of feel at home whenever you're there. I've stayed at a few of these throughout my life, and they've always been some of my favorite stays at hotels when I'm traveling around. I definitely have a great time, especially this one in Pensacola. This pool is awesome.
Oh, you gotta love the pools. Hello.
Right?
We never outgrow that either. I mean, I've got two young kids of my own now.
Of course.
It could literally be a shoebox with a huge pool, and they would still love it, but Holiday Inn takes it the next step. They are a wonderful hotel, and they have great pools to boot. Good stuff. Now, you are of about the same age as my, you know, as my daughter. Everybody's getting ready to get out of school. They are beyond delighted. They're just phoning it in with school at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it works. They're all looking forward to the summer. Not only do you have all these projects going on, but I hope you've got something fun going on this summer, too. Talk me down out of my tree. I'm thinking, he's working so hard. Is he going to get a break? What are you doing for fun this summer?
What I'm doing for fun is absolutely nothing. And I'm very excited about it.
I'm good at it. You need any tips on that? Any pointers? I'll bullet point it for you. I'll tell you exactly how to do nothing.
Yeah, so since I live in Jersey, I actually live right by Long Beach Island. And so there's gorgeous beaches. Gorgeous beaches.
LBI.
There. Mm-hmm. LBI, that's right.
Good stuff. Well, I tell you what, it's been so freaking cold this whole winter, this spring. I'm hoping it's going to lead to a slightly cooler, not crazy, frying the top of your head off summertime.
Yeah, you're so LBI. The waves are always really cool for boogie boarding, so it's always fun.
And you know what's great? The food is great there, too. LBI, you never find bad food there. I've been there how many times? I go to Brigantine. My mom-in-law's down there. We love LBI. We love Brigantine. And the food is phenomenal. It's worth the trip in itself.
Bakery in Ship Bottom.
Yeah.
And they have these awesome, like, fried Oreos that you just could die for, man. They're awesome. They're probably, like, they're so bad for you. They're like one of those. It's like your calorie count for the day, but they're so good.
Hey, go big or go home. That's my culinary motto. So, you know what? It's all good. Oh, I just love it. Talk to me a little bit about your plans for this upcoming season. Give nothing away. Everything's under lock and key the way it should be. Tell me on a scale of 0 to 10, what kind of plot twist we can expect on the show this upcoming season?
A plot twist. Wow. You're definitely going to see a lot of excitement. You're going to see new characters that add a great new dynamic to the show. Plot development, like, and cool, like, new character development, I definitely give a 10 out of 10, because you definitely learn a lot more about not only the characters you know and love, but about new characters that are joining the cast and are wonderful to work with.
Excellent. And you know what? It's season 2 coming up, and honestly, whenever you start a new show, it's always a crapshoot. It's always a roll of the dice. You don't know. Your show, it's like it's always been around. Everybody's talking about it. It's like people wonder why this wasn't created, you know, how many years ago. What do you attribute that skyrocketing, seemingly overnight success to? What is it that you pinpoint the top three reasons why people keep tuning in week after week? Is it the great plot? Is it the characters? Is it the you never know what you're going to see next?
I think it's the fact that it appeals to an audience of a very diverse age range. Because, I mean, though it takes place in the 80s, it appeals to the people who were kids back then. It also has different age groups in the show. They have teenagers, kids, and adults that everyone can relate to. They each have their own cool storylines where they all come together. So age range, they also have a lot of different types of genres in there. As you know, it is a thriller. It is kind of like a horror kind of vibe to it. But my character, Dustin especially, has a lot of comedic moments, which is really fun to watch. There's romance there. There's action. There's a lot of stuff you can really look forward to. And also another thing is the fact that it's on Netflix and that you can watch all of it in a single day if you want to.
That's right. Just binge it. Get those fried Oreos out and just binge yourself a little bit of Stranger Things. It's all good.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Again, when I was shamelessly bragging about having you on the air, we were talking about summer. We touched on Holiday Inn. Everybody knows a Holiday Inn. We've all had great experiences there. So we're talking about summertime activities. I had a couple of questions. One kept pinging through. What are going to be the kind of books that you just hang out with and chill out? And now I can picture you doing that with a nice thing of fried Oreos just next to my fried Oreos.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with it. Talk to me about any kind of books that you talk about that you've had all winter, you've had all spring, time's flying. Summertime is when you get caught up with a couple of good books. What do you lean towards?
What I read, I love a lot of cool. I like reading nonfiction. I like reading a lot of documentary stuff.
Yes.
I like reading a lot of history. But also, I am obsessed with Harry Potter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who isn't? That's such great literature. And I love the story of the author. The story of the author, J.K. Rowling, how she came from, you know, not such prosperous background and just through her talent and her skills just told the world her story and got a very well-deserved success because of it, just like you're doing.
The first draft for Harry Potter was actually written on a napkin at a cafe.
Isn't that every great story? Doesn't every great story
really
start
is.
With that? Unbelievable. Very good stuff. So you're going to be sticking around the Jersey Shore. Any kind of coast-to-coast action planning? Any family nearby? You're going to jump on a plane, or is Jersey it?
My whole family basically lives in Jersey.
They're smart people. They're Jersey folks. It's a whole different DNA.
My mom's family lives up in Connecticut. That's where I was born. And I think I'm going to go up there for a little bit during the summer. I like to hang out with them. I don't get to see them as much because, you know, it's a four-hour drive.
So. I know. And you know what? I got a couple of decades on you, so a four-hour drive doesn't quite affect me the way it used to, but I totally get it when people aren't up for that kind of thing. I totally get it. Good stuff. Well, you are no doubt a very busy guy. You got an open mic here whenever you want it. Thank you so much for joining us, and go get them. We'll all be watching the upcoming season of Stranger Things. Thank
you very much. It was a great interview. Thank you.
You bet. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.